Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
All right, it's one of the hottest shows in America, even around the world right now. Love is Blind, right? Abby's been watching it, and I think anybody that has actually watched the show or any kind of quote-unquote game show like this has wondered, like, give me peeks behind the scenes. How do you pick these people? What really goes on? Are we being manipulated? And BuzzFeed had a great article on this.
Well, fans are furious and want to know about the casting process, all because of one storyline that happened on the most recent season, season 7, that took place in Washington, D.C. And one of the couples that actually stayed together after the show, their names are Ashley and Tyler, but 2 weeks before they got married, he dropped a bombshell on her that I think in any other normal situation would lead to somebody going through a breakup. And basically what happened was Tyler revealed to Ashley that he actually had children, like biological children out in the world. And he hadn't revealed this to her prior to this. And let's be real, like they were in the pods, they were getting to know each other and then decided to get engaged and then went on the big Cabo vacation with everybody. And now 2 weeks before the wedding, he's just now telling her this. And she told him, she's like, listen, I'm not mad that you have children. I'm mad that you decided to wait until now to tell me. And the thing is that these aren't children that he fathered with like a girlfriend. He said that he has a lesbian couple or friends that are lesbians that are together, and they couldn't afford to get a sperm donor and couldn't afford to go through the actual process. So he was like, you know what? I feel like this is something good I can do for them. I'm going to donate my sperm so that they can have children.
That's very altruistic of him.
Very altruistic of him. So he has three biological children, you know, through his own sperm, but also through like the eggs of the lesbian couple. So he, for some reason, decided not to tell Ashley this and keep it from her for a couple of weeks, because that's how long their relationship was before they got married. And people are like, how did the Love is Blind producers not know this going into the season? This is something that she should have been, that should have been vetted. And so BuzzFeed decided to do an interview with one of the producers. And this was their explanation. They said, we have a very rigid vetting process. We have background checks and psychological evaluations. If someone has children or doesn't have children, that doesn't preclude them from participating in the process. If somebody has a bad relationship with their mother, or someone's had a certain sexual experience in the past, or someone's in debt, all those things are very common for the vast majority of people. We think it's important. Oh, basically just saying like, this shouldn't have like cut him off of being cast. Like, it's his own fault for not explaining in the beginning what his relationship history was with this couple. And so a lot of people were confused, because when we saw the conversation on Netflix, it kind of seemed like it was like halfway through their conversation. And the producer explained that they don't get filmed 24/7 like in a lot of other reality shows. So, and they think that that's a good thing. Like, they need some off camera time. So basically when producers knew that this was going on, they were like, get the cameras, we got to start filming them. And that's why it seemed a little bit abrupt.
Also, that would be a really hard thing to try to vet. Like, just have to have the producer's backs on this. My niece and her wife just had a baby, and they went the same route. They had a friend who was kind enough to donate his sperm, and that's how they had the child. He's not on the birth certificate. Mm-hmm. The two of them were on the birth certificate. So I'm like, I get people are being upset, but if he doesn't disclose that information, it's very hard to find that out.
Yeah, there's a great, I mean, I've mentioned the show before, Unreal. You can watch it on Hulu. And it gives you such great peeks behind the scenes of reality TV shows. This one was done by a producer, a former producer of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And that's the person that wrote it. And it really gives you insight on exactly how manipulative, the manipulation, I should say, that goes on behind the scenes.
It's also just a really good show.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I don't think the producers should get really any flack for this. Like, truly, what did he do wrong other than be a sperm donor to two friends who he said they needed it? And really, I mean, it's his fault for not fessing up sooner. And I understand why that's a hard conversation to have. But it's also like, this is what you signed up for. Like, you're getting married in 4 weeks. Have the conversation 2 days in. Like, we got to go on fast forward here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the clock here, people. Yep. Let's go. All right, Rebecca is in here, our producer. Our flop era, and what exactly is it?
Well, I'm in my flop era, and that's okay. Because as one woman tweeted, what if I flop? But my darling, what if you slay? Sorry. That just tickles me so much.
But that's like, that's such a Gen Z way to say, but what if I fail? And then somebody says, but what if you succeed?
Right.
It's literally the exact same thing.
Flop and slay, baby.
Flop and slay.
Well, always remember, the flop is always the hardest before the slay.
What exactly is your flop era?
So a flop era, as Urban Dictionary defines it, is when something goes badly or is unslay. It is those superficial, petty problems every person experiences in their life, like having a bad hair day or forgetting a credit card payment or something like that.
Okay, I think I can do one from yesterday. Tell me if I got this right.
Go for it.
All right, so first world problem. I'm going for a massage yesterday. Been a long week, very long week. Just needed to chill out for an hour, right? So I go in to get a massage. She comes on up to me. She's like, 3'8". I'm like, oh man, she's never going to be able, this is going to be so relaxing because I'm not going in there for one of those hardcore Swedish massages anyway. So she says, what are you here for? I say relaxation, but there is an area in my shoulders and neck that's been bothering me for months. And she goes, okay, all right. She dug so hard in me. I am so sore today from this massage. I need a massage from my massage. Okay. Is that somewhat like it?
That is giving flop era moments.
Okay.
Yeah, you came in wanting something. You thought it was going to be a slay, and it was not. It was flop.
She's like, I am going to fix that neck and forget about the relaxation part of this whole thing.
But today I'm coming in because I want to do an exercise where we turn our flop era moments into a slay.
Okay.
We are going to flip the flop, and we are going to become slay.
Flip, flop.
So if you're willing, I'd love to go around the room and share why you all are in your flop era moments, and we will reframe it to slay.
Okay.
And this will require audience participation because after I share why I'm in my flop era, I need you all to point at me and yell, flop! Okay. Then after I share why I'm in my slay era, I need you to wiggle your finger and go, slay. Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Point for flop, wiggle for slay.
Yes. I'm in my flop era because I'm currently growing out my mustache to get it waxed this weekend, and it's a lot more visible than I prefer.
Flop!
So tickled.
But that means I'm serving androgyny, and that makes the ladies hot.
Slay!
Great job, heterosexuals.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.